Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about the Dodd-Frank legislation. After 2 years on the books, the massive Dodd-Frank financial reform law is generating more fear of overbearing regulation than final rules. President Barack Obama signed the 848-page measure on July 21st of 2010. Since then, regulatory agencies have struggled. As of last week, 123 of the 398 rulemaking requirements, or about 31%, have been finalized, according to a report by Davis and Polk. The Securities and Exchange Commission has finished 28 of 95 mandatory regulations. The Dodd-Frank law gave the SEC the authority, but didn't require it, to promulgate a rule that would impose a universal fiduciary duty on anyone providing retail investment advice and harmonize regulations governing investment advisors and brokers. The SEC's inaction has stalled the provision of Dodd-Frank that would most directly affect investment advisors who so far haven't felt a major impact from the law. Regulations have increased over the years, that's for sure, but I don't know that Dodd-Frank has had anything to do with that. There's a tone created by Dodd-Frank that financial services as a whole need tougher scrutiny and regulations. That may eventually affect smaller firms. The complexity of Dodd-Frank can make it opaque, and up to this point, I don't really see any increase of regulatory impact from Dodd-Frank, as no one seems to understand what it is or what its rules will be. Part of the challenge of assessing Dodd-Frank is that the expansive bill directly or indirectly could affect advisors in a myriad of ways. One area that has yet to play out involves a self-regulatory organization for investment advisors. In a January 2011 report to Congress mandated by Dodd-Frank, the SEC indicated that it lacks adequate resources to review more than a fraction of registered advisors annually, and recommended establishing a self-regulatory organization as one of three options to increase examination rates. But SRO legislation written by House Financial Services Committee Chairman Spencer Baucus lacks momentum. Another part of Dodd-Frank designed to ease the SEC's advisor oversight burden shifted about 2,400 small to mid-size advisors to state regulation. And so far, according to the North American Securities Administrators Association, the switch has gone very well. The other side of the switch equation requires private fund advisors to register with the SEC for the first time to allow the commission to better monitor dark capital pools. Dodd-Frank raised the bar for accredited investors who now must have $1 million in investable assets independent of the value of their homes. Prior to its enactment, the value of residences could be included in attaining that minimum. There are a lot of provisions that may affect only certain types of advisors. There's still a lot of uncertainty about how these issues are going to be resolved. Nowhere is uncertainty more pervasive than on the issue of fiduciary duty. The SEC has developed an outline of elements of a potential fiduciary duty rule, similar to a concept release, that would serve as the foundation for a data request for a cost-benefit analysis, according to a source within the knowledge of the process. The document is being circulated among the commission members for approval of a public release, which hasn't yet been scheduled. The SEC is emphasizing the regulatory impact assessment in part because a proxy access rule was vacated last year by a federal court that cited a flawed cost-benefit analysis. Fiduciary duty advocates are frustrated by what they see as an attempt by skeptics to undermine Dodd-Frank by insisting on detailed cost studies. What we've learned over the last 2 years is how complicated it is to get regulatory reform right. There's a renewed focus today on the need for cost-benefit analysis, but conducting a cost assessment is likely to take a long time. The delay is a challenge more than a disappointment. Advisors are doing everything that they can to encourage the SEC to move forward on a uniform standard of care. It'll probably take at least another year to assess the consequences of Dodd-Frank. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.